RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
7:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, Jeremy, all I'm saying is this. Before Mike Preston comes on, if the running backs don't get an A+, I mean, guy has 200 and something yards and 4 touchdowns. What'd the quarterback get, Mike Preston?
You got a B.
Got a B?
16 of 24, 107 yards and a touchdown. He managed the game well.
He did.
That's what you wanted.
And they
got it from him.
He so did not lose the game.
Get a B.
What about the running backs?
Running backs, they get an A.
What happened to the plus?
Hey.
There's no such thing as an A+, because you can never play a game in football where you don't make a mistake.
I didn't see it.
Ever happen.
I didn't see this mistake that was made.
That's because you don't do the report
card. I don't know what's worse.
I
don't know what's worse. Your article about Lamar or the fact you didn't give up an A+.
I gave him an A. I gave Patrick Ricard an A, too, also part of this, because he played extremely well with the lead blocking. But they get an A.
What about offensive line?
Offensive line, they had 307 yards on the ground, and they had a total offense of 414 yards. I thought they played well. They got a B+. Wide receivers, I gave them a C. Zay Flowers, 4 catches for 30 yards. Well,
it's right here. I'm looking at it. C+.
I know on my sheet, I gave him a C.
Oh, anyway, the editor changed it.
Tight end Mark Andrews, 4 catches for 28 yards. I don't care if they don't have this big, heavy involvement in the game plan. If they're winning and they're running the football, then they are what they are. And
what are they?
They were average participants in the game.
You were trying to get him to do something out of pocket.
Defensive line.
Hey, you know what happened? He didn't text me the entire game Saturday. He didn't text me.
I did text you once.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did text you once.
Trash.
See,
you
I told
did.
You.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. I'll back up there. Defensive line.
I gave them a B-. You know, they held the Packers 79 yards rushing on 17 carries, and 9 of them were Willis. 9 carries, 60 yards. I think John Jenkins and C.J. Okoye played well in the middle. But again, they don't get any pass rush. I think those days are over where they're going to get that pass rush up the middle. It ain't going to
stop
happen.
Hoping.
Yes. Linebackers, I gave them a C-. I thought that they played well against the run, but in pass defense, they're a little lost. And they only had 2 sacks. And both of those came from outside linebackers. That's a concern. Quarterback hurries, quarterback hits, whatever you want to call it. That's a concern. So they get a C-. Secondary. Willis completed 18 of 21 passes for 288 yards. He completed passes of 39, 30, 40, and 34 yards against this secondary. Nate Wiggins got roasted. Marlon Humphrey gave up some big plays. And anyway, I wanted to ask you guys this, but we'll get to this later.
You gave them a D?
I gave them a D, yeah.
That's, my alcohol must have been sinking in by then, because them dudes deserve an F.
Throw some Ds on them.
But that's a bad group there. Special teams, their cover units and their kickoffs were excellent. They were pretty good. Loop hit field goals of 22 and 34 yards. What did they get, Rob? A?
With the special teams?
Yes.
Absolutely. Should have gotten that. See, Jordan, somebody asked me about how's Jordan Stout's punt per average punt coming
down? He only
punted
one time.
It doesn't matter. He's already in the Pro Bowl. He don't need to put up big numbers now. He already got to the Pro Bowl. He's good.
You can't play in the Pro Bowl if you get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's in the Pro Bowl. All right. What about the coaches?
Coaching, I gave him a B minus. I thought Monken came out and did a great job with the Huntley. I thought he did a great job of just keep pounding Henry. But the reason why they got a B minus, their defense, man, they got some issues going on. One, they're never going to get a pass rush. You can try to manufacture and do certain things and scheme all you want, but they just don't have the guys up front. And then their secondary, you know, they were getting roasted without the pressure because they're just not very good. So that's why there's things going on in that defense that make you question some of the calls and so forth. But that's why they got a B minus.
Jeremy, now that it's flag football in the Pro Bowl, did the punters even play?
I don't think so. Why would you?
Yeah.
Who ain't going for it? It's flag football.
I don't even know. I haven't watched this since it turned into flag football. In fact, I didn't watch it probably the last couple of years. It was tackle football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, depending on what league you're playing in, usually there's a lot of yardage markers. And then when you get, like, penalties or a sack or something, you have, like, double sticks. And you still see cats going for it on 4th and 30. Don't matter. So I don't think you need the punter.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Columbia and get Herbie. What's up, Herbie?
I want to defend journalism and Mike Preston for a second because I think he's a gem that we have here in Baltimore. For instance...
The camera's on.
Freedom of the press is so important. And I took the route of changing the Baltimore banner because I didn't like ownership, for instance, of the Baltimore Sun. I'm glad Mike is still with the Baltimore Sun. I have to listen to the show, which I enjoy, and I also watch Touchdown Baltimore for Mike. I love his report card and I love his reporting. You know, people at meetings can fall asleep. Any of us can. If you have a boss for 20 years and they keep rambling and rambling, you can close your eyes. People can play video games. That's fine. And it's fine to report that. But I have a question for Mike regarding Lamar and actually John Harbaugh. Do you ever get feedback from them that accuse you of anything, or do they take the right route and suck it up and have a reporter report on them?
Never have I had any feedback from Lamar. That's definite. And I've gone over there after I've written stuff and not one word exchanged. John Harbaugh, I mean, I saw he denied and said he had a great relationship with Lamar Jackson. I think it was Wednesday, which was to be expected. I mean, I knew he was going to say that. And he has to defend his quarterback. That's what he has to do. But, you know, the thing that got me and it made me laugh was when he said he had a A-plus relationship with Lamar. And I'm like, I would never.
It doesn't look like that on camera. When they interact with one another during the game, it doesn't look to me like it's an A-plus relationship.
Yeah, that was a little stretch.
But there's no such thing as an A-plus.
That's right.
It's not a perfect relationship.
Right. That is very true.
He's Mike's
but
grades.
For the most part, it's all fine, and they know I'm not going to just make up stuff. Come on. I've been over there for 30 years, ever since the team arrived here. I've been covering this league since 87. They know I'm not going to make up stuff, and I have a very good relationship with John, and I get along with him well, so I don't expect any blowback. But I will say this. You know, all these people, they started taking a referendum on me, you know, like, I'm this, I'm that. And then they go back and they bring up all this old stuff. He had a fight with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and whatever. You name me a beat writer who ever covered an NFL team or a columnist that didn't have arguments with players in the locker room.
If you write anything that's remotely negative, of course they're going to be upset.
Right, and that's what they do. And I know in 2000, I used to get in fights with these guys every day, but I liked doing that because I went in and I had that relationship with Tony Siragusa and Michael McCrary and Ray Lewis. That's what we did. And we exchanged, but then we just, hey, we got along. Because the next day, as Eric Rett would say, you write some bad stuff, and the next day you're right up here and asking me, do I have a minute? That's the way it goes. That's the way it is in locker rooms. And those people who don't really understand, you don't understand the dynamics of what goes on in a locker room. You just have your opinion from the outside, and you really need to be in a locker room, but you're not there. So I don't value those opinions much. But thank you for giving me the compliment. And I was actually imitating Jeremy when you said that. Oh,
yeah. RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.